Hi, welcome to Curious Connections. It's Megan.
Joanne.
Imida. I'm still used to our radio show saying that. But how are you?
Fine, just fine.
Just fine.
Just fine. Good. Good.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm very sleepy today.
You're sleepy?
Yeah.
You look sleepy.
I know. Sad. Sad time. Period's coming. Stayed up all night. Uh-huh. Not a good combo.
Don't say that.
I can say that. if you haven't realized this by now, Joanne, I sometimes say the taboo. Not on purpose, but I do because why should it be taboo? Of course, I have a uterus. I bleed. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about today. Uh-huh. What are we talking about?
We will talk about that a little bit. It's art and artist.
Yeah.
Can be together. So can be considered as a one.
Yeah.
Or separated.
Should we? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So should we? When we look at art, should we be evaluating it alongside the artist?
Mm-hmm. So we have to art and artist think as a same one based on the artist everyday behavior.
Everyday behavior, what they're saying, who they are, are their actions, are they to be considered alongside their
speaking.
Art? And supporting artists maybe that you don't agree with. Can the art be separate from the artist? Is really,
it can be kind of a very delicate matter.
I think so too. But to start, even though it is very delicate and very nuanced, and we're talking about this, I mean, I'm kind of in a hot seat because I am artist, and so should my art be separate from me? Should it be? Should I be considered, and should my art be judged by my actions? And we will talk about a quite nuanced view and our personal opinions around it, but we're going to kind of play for a little bit and take the extremes.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
That make it a very black advocate. And white. Yeah, very, very like debate. Try and bring out some of the sides just for a wee while. So what's your position? What position are you taking?
My position is art and artist should be evaluated separately.
Separately. Completely separate. Does not matter.
Completely.
Okay.
Completely?
Well, it's the extreme. Yeah, yeah. So completely
Completely
should not.
Separate.
And I'm taking the other extreme of absolutely they should be considered together. Anything else is silly.
Anything else is silly. So you mean...
If not...
You mean I'm silly.
Yes. You are so shitty for doing this. So... do you want to start?
I want to start. You start.
Okay. Okay. So, so if we think about art and artist, in this play, I feel so weird because I'm like, well, but no. Okay. I think, especially given now, right? We live in a time where we know more and we have more access to. Yes, information, but also ways in which we express ourselves. So we are learning more and more about artists and actors and creators who sometimes very freely share about themselves. And then they create work which, yes, it is different. But if they're creating a thing and what they're saying, it's obviously coming from a part of them. As artist myself, I know that what I'm creating, even if it's like different here, different there, it's still a part of me. And so, I guess maybe first of all, if we're thinking about artists now, right? A living artist. Where we have more information on this person and they are more freely talking about it. And our art world is kind of like that today, where we are kind of required to be on social media in some cases and to share more about ourselves and our journey and be in conversation. I think if someone is being a not so great human, they should be held to that standard and put your money where your mouth is, or don't put it where it is, and don't support them. You know, I think there are so many, we're finding out more and more about, let's say, actors in particular, who they're just kind of shitty humans, if not criminals. And yet we give them platforms and success, if not fame, to continue being shitty people, to even if like something is lovely in their art that you can like resonate with a little bit, mm-hmm. what are the undertones? Because that's ultimately a part of them as well. Mm-hmm. Unless they're complete crazy manipulators and like saying something opposite. But mm-hmm. that's still, I think, an issue. Why mm-hmm. should we keep perpetuating that in our world mm-hmm. by giving all of these shitty people a large platform to then keep making our world shitty? You know?
Yeah, I not totally.
In your personal opinion?
On some extent.
Yeah.
On some extent, I agree on you.
Yeah, but that's not what we're doing right now, Joanne. You can't agree with me.
Okay. But, you know, but I think that, you know. And then I agreed on that, your opinion that your artwork, artist artwork is the part of their own self.
Okay, it's part of our soul that we are expressing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then, but I think that, you know, after finishing their artwork, I don't think that it is belong to him, only himself. And then I think that is you know, the show up their artwork, it belongs to the public. I think that. So every artwork they has some various meaning in just only for one artwork, has various meaning according to the, you know, the people to watch them, their appreciation. So I think that, you know, after finishing their artwork, it doesn't belong to themselves, and it belongs to the public, and then public's appreciation and explanation and understanding that artworks is only, you know, their understanding way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So it belongs to the
public. So the it publics. Is already separate. Is
yeah,
your
already
argument.
Separated.
Okay.
Separated
so then,
from the artist.
So mm-hmm. and you're saying that's already okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So then what if like, sure that you see this artwork and it's mm-hmm. you really resonate with it and you're like, wow, this is fantastic, and then you later learn that this artist was a rapist. Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and
I
so you're
that.
Saying it should be
that.
You uh-huh. learned that. Well, we learned that in some uh-huh. cases. So it, and that's my argument is like mm-hmm. I think we as viewer then mm-hmm. need to make that sacrifice of, okay, mm-hmm. I did enjoy this thing. And you can still have learned mm-hmm. and acknowledge that. But I also think it is the responsibility of the viewer to then mm-hmm. maybe make a sacrifice. And if not, like adjust your thinking mm-hmm. of saying, okay, I'm glad I could enjoy that for that long. Mm-hmm. But now I'm not going to choose to continue to support mm-hmm. a human like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that means by giving the art or and the artist attention. That means mm-hmm. purchasing some of their artwork or going to films, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a world where money and attention mm-hmm. are our currency. And mm-hmm. so by withholding that from people mm-hmm. you don't agree with, mm-hmm. even if it is a, yes, I can maybe glean something from all humans to an extent,
mm-hmm.
Where do you put your attention? And mm-hmm. I'm arguing not to the baddies, like not like the not so great, not baddies in the cheeky way, like mm-hmm. baddie, no, like you're a piece of shit, I'm not gonna give you my time and attention and mm-hmm. and money
mm-hmm.
And I would rather focus on artists whose mm-hmm. voice and heart and soul who are ideally making good art as well.
And then, of course, I think that, you know, in that case, in those cases that the artist did some kind of very bad things.
Yeah. And they're murderers. Oh, no. Like,
they should be criticized as bad ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, without that kinds of thinking way, the artworks is just separated from themselves, artist. And then, you know, already finished as an masterpiece or as the great artwork, and we need to appreciate that artwork as our own way.
Mm.
And then, you know, the meaning of the artwork is from the, you know, our appreciating way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, It depends on the personal thinking way and then personal appreciating way. So it has a lot of various meaning in even in only one piece of artwork.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. that's normal for all art.
Uh-huh.
Like as artists who makes things, I come from a certain perspective,
mm-hmm.
and I make a thing and it means this one thing to me or these multiple things to me. But do I also feel that my artwork becomes complete when other people have their own perspectives and mm-hmm. I learn more about the art I made by hearing other people's perspective? Yeah, but I also feel like as artists, like coming from artist perspective,
mm-hmm.
I also should not be a shitty human, right? Like, mm-hmm. sure, explore within that and get into the deep, dark places of what it means to be human at times,
mm-hmm.
if that's what's needed for the artwork, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that I don't think being an artist gives me a pass
mm-hmm.
as a human.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are we...
I don't know if I understand you're saying okay. exactly or not, but okay. I understand you're saying that, and then I respond like this.
Okay.
And then I think that, you know, we need to accept how artists express their feeling on their work, and that we need to understand, we need to comprehend that the meaning of the real art work means from by the artist. So the artist has some kind of intention to express his feeling or his mindset to through the his own artwork. So we yeah. have to understand that feeling or that intention. But after that, you know, that could be also meaning to have our own understanding way. In our own way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's why mm-hmm. I'm making the argument of even if, for instance, my artwork feels more complete,
mm-hmm.
even if like I've put the pens away, whatever, but it feels more complete when other people have conversation about it, when other people have their own ideas and inspirations from it just thinking and speculating and mm-hmm. Inquiring within themselves. Yes, it is them, but mm-hmm. it also came from me.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm going out here just being a horrible human being and then mm-hmm. I create a thing,
mm-hmm.
should I be held to a certain standard, or at least should I be responsible for my actions
mm-hmm.
and maybe not be supported
mm-hmm.
as artist?
Mm-hmm. So, of course, you know, the artist is just kind of the public figures.
The medium through which
So it is natural that they have some kind of, to some extent, they have a lot of responsibility. And then, you know, to have just a moral standard. And then, you know, the very high standard to show their high standard to the public. But, you know, without that, the artwork is just finished from just their some kind of their trial.
Mm.
And then, you know, it is just already finished. And then, you know, it got some kind of a fixed figure. And then we have to separated from the artist, we have to write to appreciate as its own work.
So as mm-hmm. an own entity, the art yeah. is now an
yeah, that's
entity.
Right. That's
it
right.
now is
that's
right. in the public domain. It therefore mm-hmm. belongs to the public. Mm-hmm. To an extent, like obviously uh-huh. it's the artist.
And then I think that in another way, you know, that in cases the artist puts some wrong way of thinking into their work, in that case, you know, our moral thinking and then our thinking way, it is always changing.
Very
over time.
Very true. I mean, mm-hmm. like a lot of art that we sometimes say is ahead of its time
mm-hmm.
comes from because an artist inquired about mm-hmm. a certain way of thinking and behaving mm-hmm. and being mm-hmm. that maybe the world wasn't ready for. Mm-hmm. I mean, from my own experience, there mm-hmm. are often times where I've been like, yeah, what the fuck, girl? And you know, I've mm-hmm. been harmed for the work I make because people are so angry about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of my argument has been like, oh, someone's being a horrible human, therefore we should hold them to that standard. On the other end, I think a lot of times some people want to separate artists from art too much, especially because we have such like a intense celebrity culture, which wants to idolize mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. And by then making the art and the artist separate, it then kind of silences, let's say, actors or certain artists, because it's like, no, that's the art. Mm-hmm. You don't get to be part of it. Meaning if they disagree with you, mm-hmm. they want you to shut up. Mm-hmm. Meaning, so it's like, well, artists shouldn't be political. Art is innately political. Mm-hmm. Art is, of course, political. Mm-hmm. The body is political, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't want art to be political, you're stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, it just is. It naturally mm-hmm. is, whether it's trying to be or not. Mm-hmm. And there are humans behind art, like true mm-hmm. art, okay? Mm-hmm. And so if you just want them to shut up and be quiet, because, mm-hmm. like, on that other extreme, mm-hmm. it's just because you want to have this idea of a thing instead mm-hmm. of it actually being this human influenced this art. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a problem on both ends.
Mm-hmm. From my knowledge that, you know, I think that, you know, the artists just only humans, so they can do something wrong. And then our standard, which one is wrong and right, can be changed. And then can be changed always. And then, you know, from my knowledge that I think that the artist is a kind of scout. And then they are some, you know, just play around here and there. Mm. Some places that we cannot afford to visit.
Oh, like, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like
yeah, so. We call them as a kind of pioneer
yeah.
or frontier.
They do a thing you feel like you can't do.
Yeah, so I think that we need to allow them freedom, some kind of freedom to play around everywhere before us. And then, you know, that is so advantage to us as an ordinary people, because, you know, we didn't have some kind of some courage to go everywhere.
Okay.
But, you know.
So you want to feel like, oh, someone did it before me, therefore I can try it now.
That's right. Why do I deny that?
And but mm-hmm. then are you
because
okay?
of his, you know, some kind of a behavior, bad behavior? I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to stop mm-hmm. us there because mm-hmm. I don't know if, I mean, I'm so tired right now. So I'm like, am I even speaking? But I'm also like wanting to actually talk to you because I can also feel our personal opinions coming into this too. Mm-hmm. If you would like to, maybe we could continue. And because I think we brought up great points on both sides. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be fun and good to let's look at the nuance of all this, mm-hmm. unless you had another point you wanted to make. Mm-hmm. Do you have another point you want to make?
No,
yeah. That's so enough. Is this about a time uh-huh. to like, let's get, because uh-huh. when you said
to be
that,
truth.
Yeah, I mean, and I think there's a level of truth in both of what we said. Uh-huh. And I do.
In a way.
Of course, little bits and bobs. Uh-huh, we tried to go to the extremes uh-huh. of this conversation. Uh-huh. And just to like set the record, if we have that scale, like mm-hmm. if we have that continuum, mm-hmm. on which side do you more drift personally?
Yeah, actually, I think that, you know, some artist, a very famous one, but he did something, a very bad behavior. I hate them.
Okay.
I hate them.
You're
so
more.
I don't like their works.
Yeah.
Either.
Got it. So you're uh-huh. very much, you're more so going toward, they should be connected, and mm-hmm. you don't want to support
Absolutely.
This person.
Absolutely.
Okay. Uh-huh. I think we're very similar, mm-hmm. obviously from different perspectives and maybe to different extents, but mm-hmm. I think to some level, mm-hmm. from my understanding, we both agree that artists should be, obviously they're part of the art.
Mm-hmm.
you can't completely separate them. Mm-hmm. And also, why me, if I'm consuming art, would I want to support someone and continue to support someone who's being awful?
Mm-hmm.
You did say something, though, that I really do like, and I, coming from like a really, in, I hold myself to an immensely high standard, mm-hmm. for various reasons, and it's something I know I need to ease.
Mm-hmm.
When you said that artists are here to play, mm-hmm. and to forge and to explore, sometimes that means being a little messy.
Messy.
At least that's my interpretation of it. Mm-hmm. And I think, and I've known this as artists, but mm-hmm. because I've held myself to such a high standard sometimes, given the art I make and the journey I've had, mm-hmm. I've felt like I've had to like be on a tight leash sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That I appreciate that perspective of sometimes, mm-hmm. in order to get to the point and better get to the point,
mm-hmm.
you might need to be a little messy. Mm-hmm. To do it as artists, like coming from the creator point of view, because mm-hmm. like this whole conversation, I'm included in it. Like, uh-huh. You know, I've desired to, and not like I'm pushing myself to try and be a decent human being, but mm-hmm. like I think it is important for me to also be judged alongside my artwork, mm-hmm. but to give artists that room for play, which is what art is all about, and that thinking and mm-hmm. doing a thing before most people are comfortable with it,
mm-hmm.
is I think important. So thanks for that. I don't always remember that as artist. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that as a human, like as in your personal opinion, do you think that is true in some ways?
So summarize that you are saying that. Yeah. Would you summarize? Yeah, that?
Well, because no. you said it earlier, mm-hmm. and we talked about it earlier over mm-hmm. Dinner, mm-hmm. Where you were saying that artists are supposed to play. They are supposed to maybe get a little, you know, kind of go to those dark places and mm-hmm. or those different places mm-hmm. because they're thinking about things and exploring things. And mm-hmm. like you said, they're pioneers in a way. And mm-hmm. so maybe it's out of the comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems a bit extreme and mm-hmm. or it is quite mm-hmm. extreme in some cases.
And I think that, you know, ordinary people means just guys that want to follow the, you know, the typical way of thinking and typical way of living, mm-hmm. and then, you know, the typical societal standard.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the artist, they don't have some kind of boundary, the fixed boundary. And
You're talking the one.
Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. Sometimes I forget this about myself. I literally forget it, and uh-huh. I'm like, oh wait, I'm the weirdo, and I'm very okay with that because uh-huh. I find most other normal people boring. But like I sometimes it's like, why are people not getting this? I'm like, oh wait, because mm-hmm. It is a different way of thinking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, different way of thinking. And then sometimes it can be, you know, meet our taste. And then sometimes not.
Or it pushes your comfort zone and it's a little uncomfortable.
But we have to give some kind of freedom to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, prior to us, on us behalf.
Yeah.
On us behalf.
Yeah.
They go forward.
So the artists everywhere. Before
have, we didn't visit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So the artists before have influenced how we behave now. You mm-hmm. and me sitting here are influenced by artists and culture
uh-huh.
and their allowance of pioneering mm-hmm. in the world. And mm-hmm. now we are as such here,
mm-hmm.
partially due to as those who came before.
Ordinary people, you know, as an ordinary person, I don't have any courage to go there. I don't like you're go there.
It's so funny you say that. Like, uh-huh. yeah, I get it. You aren't artists, but you also are sitting here creating. But go on.
and then they go around mm-hmm. and they show us that place. And then, you know, they show us their feeling there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, they got there. And then, why not? Why don't I welcome that kinds of, you know, some very, you know, novelty, you know, feeling about that kinds of very new word?
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
I'm right?
I mean, I think so. I agree. Mm-hmm. Coming from the other perspective as artist,
mm-hmm.
it's sometimes been a lonely journey because mm-hmm. I'm going like, well, this is the way I need to go, and I mm-hmm. need to explore here mm-hmm. and be, because I think I've, like, you know, as a fellow human, mm-hmm. obviously we want community and we want to feel that encouragement. Like you're saying, oh, someone did it before me. Mm-hmm. I therefore now feel encouraged mm-hmm. to go do that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm the one in front, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. I'm doing that. And yes, I have, like, historical creators and fellow creators and artists mm-hmm. who I am gleaning information from. But even if you're gleaning inspiration and information as artists, you still have a singular path. Mm-hmm. Like, they're doing their own path, and I can be inspired by that and, like, encouraged by that. Mm-hmm. But still, it's often called, like, a lonely journey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get a lot of backlash.
I understand their loneliness. I can feel that.
It's hard sometimes. You know me. Oh, no, she's so... Oh, sometimes so lonely. Mine's just extreme. But I think it is that sometimes, like, I've had to, it's actually really encouraging to me mm-hmm. then to have someone be like, wow, you made me feel like I could do this. Mm-hmm. Like, that's been a, so I, from the other perspective, I get the feeling of like, wow, you gave me almost like this allowance within self mm-hmm. of you encouraged that I too mm-hmm. can pave that path because you showed me I can, or you encouraged me I could, or you showed me the way. Mm-hmm. And I guess to go back to our topic of conversation, mm-hmm. I then also find it like, would you want to feel encouraged and maybe follow the path of someone that you find despicable? You know, you mm-hmm. find to be like, oh my God, you are, mm-hmm. I don't want to feel like I need to... do all this horrible stuff in order to get there. Mm-hmm. So, but also, you know, we are human and there are some times where it's like, yeah, I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. I can't be. And like, that's exhausting to try mm-hmm. and be. Mm-hmm. So, having some leniency as mm-hmm. artist. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it is important to also try and be mostly decent, mm-hmm. even if the drama and being a little shitty is mm-hmm. more exciting. Mm-hmm. I think ultimately, why do we need to have this like hyper intense drama? Like, that's so dysregulating mm-hmm. in the world.
Sometimes, you know, from the when I go somewhere mm-hmm. and then to find out some artworks, and then, you know, I sometimes, you know, very stunned or very, you know, feel stimulation
yeah.
or feel nudged from that artwork that they do see some very special, something very special mm-hmm. That we didn't notice. Mm. So when I find some special things from that their artworks, I can say that it is just from creativity, and then it is just from, you know, very sensitive thing. Mm. Uh-huh. So
it's like by someone pursuing their own perspective mm-hmm. because even if we're talking about the same or similar things mm-hmm. it's seen through a different lens, like as artists, like, yeah, I've
that's
created
right. That's right.
The artist right next to me is also uh-huh. talking about uh-huh. the same uh-huh. or similar subject matter mm-hmm. but we're going to see it differently, and by paving the path mm-hmm. of having the freedom and mm-hmm. and boldly mm-hmm. showing your perspective to the world, it mm-hmm. then, as you're saying, the viewer then gains perspective for themselves. Oh, by seeing someone else's perspective, you then can refine your own.
Yeah, that's right. So
yeah,
that can make your, you know, our sight to see everything is so expanded, so
yeah.
you're spread, and then, you know, to find out another way.
Yeah,
to
art
do
is so
something.
Important. I mean, uh-huh. books, film, mm-hmm. Like fine, you know, visual art, fine art, music. Uh-huh. Like, it's so important.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I also you said another thing that, you know, it's great. Like, this is also what I mean by you know, it's not a polarized black and white topic, you know, mm-hmm. it is very nuanced, because some of the things you've been saying mm-hmm. from, you know, being the opposite, I'm like, oh, but I like a lot of that. And mm-hmm. but then also I do think art and artist can't be separated. But you said the artwork then belongs to the people. I don't think fully.
Of course.
I don't think fully, because it's like mm-hmm. yes, but mm-hmm. having the experience of creating things, mm-hmm. I, out of ease and mm-hmm. out of like common speech, I mm-hmm. say it's my art, it's this, it's whatever. And yes, it is my perspective. But truthfully, mm-hmm. when I think of art and like creating art, it's ultimately not my art. Yeah, I am the vessel. Mm-hmm. I am the vessel through which creation visits. Mm-hmm. And so,
vessel.
Yeah, I feel like a vessel. Like
it's a kind of horrible story.
It sounds horrible. I actually find it quite beautiful because it's mm-hmm. like I am this container mm-hmm. that is beautifully visited by this intense creation, this power mm-hmm. and this sensitivity. Mm-hmm. And I, because I'm so sensitive, I'm able mm-hmm. to pick up on it, and I'm more in tune to it and always have been, but I've also mm-hmm. practiced it. And so mm-hmm. creation feels safe being in me and mm-hmm. then coming outside of me, because it's like, it's not always the things I create. It's mm-hmm. the experience of creating it. Like that's the art. Mm-hmm. And then there are artworks, mm-hmm. Which are, as I said, they feel more complete when they are in the public, when someone buys it, when someone has a conversation about it, when mm-hmm. someone brings their perspective to it. Because, and sometimes I think that has been, at least in my journey, hard for artists mm-hmm. is like, oh, I'm giving you part of my soul. Mm-hmm. And so I think I needed that. And I think it ultimately for me, it's the truth of how I experience it anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I'm giving it through my physical vessel voice, right? Like mm-hmm. I'm literally, my voice, my body, my words, my experience are within my art mm-hmm. and as I say, my art again, mm-hmm. but like any kind of epiphany, any kind of like serendipity, aha, like that comes. Mm-hmm. I feel so arrogant taking credit for that because it's just this beautiful creation. Because then why did, for example, Harry Styles wrote a song called Matilda? Mm-hmm. It's my experience, my life, word for word. Mm-hmm. I don't know that man, right? But how did creation visit both of us about that? Because mm-hmm. like that song talks about like having a party full of everyone you know. Mm-hmm. I literally had a party like 2-3 weeks before that song came out. Mm-hmm. So it's like aligned creation mm-hmm. with people who don't know each other. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, it's just creation. Mm-hmm. And it's visiting two different people to express it in a different way. Mm-hmm. Mine's literally through my life, which is a little terrifying, mm-hmm. which is also why, I mean, I say my life and art are symbiotically intertwined, mm-hmm. which forcibly puts artist with art. Mm-hmm. But still, I'm just this vessel to do it. And then it therefore is for the public. Mm-hmm. I'll eventually die and mm-hmm. these things are still here. Mm-hmm. And then it is for others. Mm-hmm. Just hope I'm a good enough, you know, a decent enough human to be associated with it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's my responsibility to be a decent enough human mm-hmm. to be associated with this beauty that's been gifted to me.
Mm-hmm. And then I think that, you know, as a one of non-artist.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I also have the right.
Okay.
To appreciate that works.
Well.
From artist as a from very painful effort.
So like it's a, yeah, of course. I mean, uh-huh. you're the viewer, you, and you're just a, you're an autonomous human. You mm-hmm. can choose to do what you want, mm-hmm. Which is why I think this conversation is so, it can get so heated at times, especially when people disagree, mm-hmm. because it's like, well, I'm a human and I desire to view the art mm-hmm. and I don't want to view it through the artist's lens. Like mm-hmm. it is for me to, mm-hmm. to soak in, and I just want to enjoy it, and I don't want to care mm-hmm. who's a part of it. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, the conversation or the argument I had made earlier in the beginning about, because some people will watch a movie and then they learn that their favorite actor mm-hmm. has completely different political views than they do, for example, which mm-hmm. is like a big hot topic in the States a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Like, shut your mouth, you're an actor. Mm-hmm. You have no right saying anything because I want to enjoy you. Mm-hmm. And not have hear what's coming out of your mouth, which I find so selfish mm-hmm. as the viewer, mm-hmm. because yes, mm-hmm. it is a beautiful thing to glean something from someone and from different kinds of people. And as mm-hmm. you've been saying, mm-hmm. expand our minds mm-hmm. and like, oh, the artist paves that way in certain ways mm-hmm. in some aspects. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I need, yeah, maybe I'm feeling challenged right now, or I'm feeling mm-hmm. I'm learning something new and I'm coming into new perspectives because mm-hmm. I'm experiencing art. Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm. But I also think like to then completely deny that there was a human mm-hmm. who was the conduit through which this creation happened, mm-hmm. I think is also not great. Mm-hmm. Like, so of course you can mm-hmm. like, yeah, I mean, usually artists' hands are in the material. So,
and then I've heard that in the case of the play or movie stars, they when they have some kind of role in a play or movie, they try to change their characteristic, their nature, to follow their, you know,
their character. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Protagonist. Well, or any anyone in the film, right? Like, yeah. I mean, let's hope that that they're doing their job.
I've heard of that. So, I've
that's their job. they better be.
So I think that it's very harsh job, harsh thing. Because you know, to change my characteristic, it's not so easy one.
Well, I mean, I act too, right? Like that's something I also do. And it can be quite intense, especially having the amount of sensitivity I have. Mm-hmm. When you embody it, you embody it. You are literally feeling that thing. Mm-hmm. But you're feeling it because it also comes from part of you.
Yeah, but you know, the as an ordinary man, I sometimes, you know, I just to choose. I agree that in my mind, I have a lot of various myself.
Parts of yourself. Parts of
myself. But I just only some very shorten myself figure as one or two. and then I want to be others because, you know, it makes it some kind of very confusion. And then sometimes, you know, it makes it psychic matters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's so hard.
Well, that's why not everyone's supposed to do everything. You know, that's why we're all different humans.
Right. That's right. It can make some our mental side be sick.
I mean, it can happen with artists too. Don't get me wrong. Like there are moments where I dive into really dark places and I'm there for a couple years and then I, you know, transmute that and it comes differently. It's why, I mean, people talk about like blue periods of an artist or, you know, they have like certain phases and we go through, artists are supposed to like expand in so many, and as any human, but it's why I value artists who art and even their mediums change throughout time because it is that constant evolution and inquiry and expansion, because sometimes artists too can get into really deep places or other places, and you know, it's about being human, but the level of sensitivity I think is just different, or there's a more of a connection to that sensitivity and openness to that creation and being a conduit for that than as you keep saying, I don't want to say it, but you're the one who says it, the ordinary guy, because it's like we're just different, we have different roles in the world, and that's okay. So much of this conversation, that's like the conclusion I'm getting, because I'm coming from the, yes, I consume art, but I mostly create it, especially now I'm very much in like creation station, like even more so than normal. I always am, but like it's really intense right now. It's a great season of my life, but a lot of my journey, I was kind of, you know, shat on and thought that maybe my role in the world isn't important. But everything you're saying, I don't know, it just feels like maybe it's okay. Maybe it's okay that I am this, and maybe I do offer something to the world.
Yeah, that's your role.
I guess I... thanks.
Thanks. This is your role.
And that's okay. I think, you know, just as I'm like, oh, that's okay. Everyone has their role. I forgot to acknowledge my role.
Oh, you forgot that. How dare you?
How dare I? belittle that. But so ultimately, you and I were in agreement.
Yeah, very much.
I think so. I didn't think we were as in alignment as we are. I think we both quite agree. I don't think we're fully like you, every little aspect, but I really, you brought in some really great arguments that I think enrich our ultimate conclusion as our personal opinions. It is more nuanced than simply one or the other. But yeah, you can't take the artist out of it. Like they're there, but mm-hmm. they're simply there. So they exist.
But, you know, one thing, even if an artist has moral flaws in their personal life, which of course should be criticized.
Yeah, as uh-huh. we've been saying, for sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
I believe dismissing all of their works as worthless just because of that would be a great loss for humanity, I think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, like, I go back and forth with it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what you're getting at is that nuance that we're talking mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. Do you have an example that you were thinking of?
So I think that, you know, that the example of the Picasso.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You learned more about him.
I searched for some information about him.
Because I told you something uh-huh. and you're like, shocking, Megan.
So
what?
It was just so shocked.
Yeah.
So shocked. Not so shocking. So, not so it was great. So shocked. I was yeah. so shocked. Mm. And then, you know, I looked into some information about him. And then he has very notorious about the women issue.
Yeah, put lightly. That's, uh-huh. that's said too nicely. He was... very misogynistic, very mm-hmm. patriarchal, very predatory, very mm-hmm. not, I mean, we're dealing with that in our world today as well, you know, mm-hmm. just a predatory nature of man.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then they were so shocking to yeah. me. And then, you know, after all read about that articles.
Yeah.
And then asked me about the. This.
Oh, like you asked yourself, like,
myself,
how do I
to
feel?
Myself. Mm. And then, you know that the bad things about the Picasso.
Mm.
So you dismissed his all works, so great works, because of his bad work as a worthless.
Mm. And what
then
do you say?
I responded, no, never.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay.
That's my stance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
How about you?
So I mm-hmm. I have it from a different perspective as well as like I am artist as well. Mm-hmm. I've seen his Guernica mm-hmm. in person.
Guernica. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've seen it in person, which is like, you know, the
in
iconic.
Person.
Yeah, I've seen it in person. It was on loan at art museum in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and so I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, of course. One, huge. Mm-hmm. Didn't realize it was that big. two, mm-hmm. Yes, it is like impactful.
Mm-hmm.
But there was always something in me that was, I would get a little like, when mm-hmm. I saw Picasso.
Mm-hmm. Your sense.
Yeah. And that could just be from various aspects of me as artist.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as we've said, my role is to be artist. Mm-hmm. And so I'm therefore also creator and perhaps inquiring and forging new ideas in the world. And so maybe mm-hmm. I have to have some extreme things within my thinking, which sometimes, you know, has been hard within, or like I go back and forth within this because I'm like, well, I get it. I completely see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I need to, and I'm, as I'm learning, mm-hmm. maybe it's my duty to mm-hmm. kind of make some of those stances while also understanding. So I think about it like, okay, Picasso was, and his things exist.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deny that the work he made
mm-hmm.
has influenced and allowed for, if not, some of the art I make today,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
All the artists that came before me have shaped the art world and creation.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes anywhere from craft to fine art to and everything
his
in between.
His cubism is so great.
I don't know how, I mean, I think it there was a time and a place for it. Mm-hmm. Anyone who tries to copy it now,
mm-hmm.
grow the fuck up. You're stupid. that happened mm-hmm. like it's there, so it's in the past, it happened,
mm-hmm.
there was a place for it, and he, you know, forged something new.
Mm-hmm.
Do I also think that mm-hmm. like, for instance, if he was creating now, okay, and mm-hmm. being in the art world, I'd probably, and also just like we know more about celebrities now,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably would we'd know more about this, and mm-hmm. I would probably more acutely feel that ick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to support him regardless of how famous he is.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, if you can rub shoulders with him, like I wouldn't give a shit because mm-hmm. ew, I'm not going to associate myself with someone like that
mm-hmm.
or want to support that. Like might have a conversation if I would ever meet him, but like, okay. Because
mm-hmm.
I also question like, is he that influential
mm-hmm.
because he was a man at that time and able to like put his dick out toward the world. He like have a dick forward energy, right? Mm-hmm. Is that like what if there were women or people of color who were making influential art? Did it have to be him to make things? And we can speculate about that all we want. So I feel like he happened. That was there. It's made our art world what it is today, which sometimes I mean, I find flaws with the art world today. Mm-hmm. That there's this also, I think part of the ick, what I say is like that upholding of like male painters, where I just think like there are other art forms, like art being validated because painting being validated as art just because it's a painting is a bit, that's not forward thinking. That's a bit pathetic. Anyway, that hot take, I guess. But I think about it, if it was today or if there were other people making impactful art that just didn't get their voice heard because of the environment and that allowed him to succeed, right? And so if it was today, I would prefer to associate with and support artists who were being immensely impactful. So that's why I find it, if it was happening today, I would hold him to a different standard, but like I can't change what he is. There's also the part within the art that I make, because I didn't know this at the time I was making it, but I make work where I use my body and my, I do a lot of self-portraiture and nude self-portraiture, and which is a movement of taking back autonomy in one's body, like especially women or female presenting people, queer people, from people like Picasso, right? That this history of men using women as their muse and, and to make art and from a male gaze. And the art I make is in direct defiance of that. And so it's a very different feeling as artist who creates that for me to say, hi, I'm going to take my clothes off and take a photo versus a man approaching me and being like, hi, I want to take photos of you with your clothes off, which has happened very many times because people might see my artwork and go, wow, you do that. Therefore, I feel like I now have authority and ownership to do that to you. That's why I make the art I make, because no, you don't. You do not have that right. And so I think some of that it comes from, because it's like, how much of this is that misogynistic claiming objectification of women within the, how much of that is threaded in the artwork? I can't deny. And I did feel something when I saw Guernica, but like, also I'm going to question it as art, as fellow artists, I'm going to question that thing and I'm going to make work about it through my lens. This is what's happening now. My being, my time now, and I'm going to question it. While thank you for creating what you did to an extent, but also like, fuck you. And maybe that's just my role, because I'm not simply a bystander. I am creating as well and forging. So I guess, does that answer? Maybe I said everything. I'm not sure. Because I guess now I'm thinking. In a way. Well, because I'm kind of thinking about it now too. Like, I don't think I solely have the privilege of simply of watching, you know, as you saying, like, as someone who isn't artist, you are watching and you can say that too, you having this opinion. I'm also coming from, well, I'm now choosing to participate in this because that is my role, and it's a role I've chosen to let, it's who I am, and I've let myself be that. And so okay, I might need to say fuck you sometimes to people who made things that I don't fully agree with, while, you know, they're not a monolith. And so, yeah, I'm not going to discredit everything, but also I might discredit some things and make art about it. Yeah. I feel like we could talk about this all day.
All I think it's such a, not enough.
Not enough. And also, you know, like I said, I'm tired. Like, I don't know if I said anything, but also, like, here we are. Thank you for this conversation. I learned a lot from you. I learned a lot from you today, and
I learned a lot too.
Really? Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Gave me some beautiful reminders of being artist. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do your roar.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I will from now on. I promise. Okay. We'll shut up and get going. I'll go do some now. But thank you, everyone, for listening.
Promise to see you next time.
We do promise. See you next, and I'll have made art in the meantime. Yeah. Okay. See you next time, y'all. Bye.
Bye.